George Stack.
No, Ronnie Stack, I guess.
Yeah, George.
Yeah, I think that's a very good question that Nia's asking, and I don't think we have the information to answer that. I think what we need is a assessment from the CFO consisting of a projection for the entire year of 2009 of where we're going to be given our present situation with the actuals of November folded into the projections that we had for the budgets from each of the stations and from the national office that we approved already, so that we can ask that question in a sensible way and get the and get an answer. If we don't have the loan, when will we run out of money? Will we run out of money? At what point will we run out of money? I think we also need to have a complete summary of what the debts are, what hasn't been paid. And so I'm going to... actually, I'm not sure myself of the procedure in this, but I'm going to request of the as a board member, I won't make it a motion, that we get that information, that it be forwarded to the NFC, and that it be forwarded to us in a form that we can answer those questions.
Okay, Lonnie.
First of all, George, I sent this to the board earlier.
It doesn't have what I just asked for.
Well, let me answer the question. It does. Let me remind you what the names of those things are. I have given a full year's cash flow projections for 2008-2009. I have also given a full year of cash flow projections for the immediate past years, 2007 and 2008. I also have given cash flow corrected cash flow statements for October, November. They are there. I also gave it to you today at your request, a summary of the debt. Yeah, you requested it. I sent it to you today. So those documents are already available. I can send them out tomorrow. And they do, and we had a discussion of them in the NFC as well. The information is available. Well, maybe what we need to do maybe is go over that stuff in detail so folks can get their questions answered about this. But I'm happy to do that. If I could, Madam Chair, one more answer. I think Neil's question was, what happens if we don't get the loan? Can I answer that question, or should I hold off?
No, go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, my job is to try to answer these questions as directly as possible. I think that, you can't, well, I'll say it'd be very bad physically. Financially, we will have trouble. Here's what's going to happen. Then I'll answer the question about whether January 5th is too late. Well, what's going to happen right away is that I'm going to look through the list tomorrow to see who won't get paid. Democracy Now! Won't get paid, and I'm going to have to look at Free Speech Radio News and see if we have any money to pay these folks their due on the 20th, their past due. Then I'm going to look at how I can pay insurance and payroll. Then I'm going to have to look at whether or not what's going to happen with WBAI, who's informed us they have very little money and they're going to have trouble with certain issues. APFK also is stating that they have a payroll issue. We're going to have to look those things over tomorrow and see what can be done. Now, the bank loan, these folks are under the impression that we are going, Sherry and I met with them, and they're under the impression that we're going to give them something tomorrow. Or at least this week. And what I'm going to have to say is the board is looking into more information and have some reservations. I was hoping we could come from a meeting with an idea of what the counteroffer would be that the board feels comfortable. And we need maybe to look at that. But January 5th, I think we'll have that board, that committee, the policy committee, that bank will probably kick us over into next year to get this transaction done by the end of the month because we said we needed to do that. Well, January 5th is into next year. And I don't know what they'll say. They may say, they consider it a little flaky as it is. They may postpone unapprove our loan and put us into the next sort of round and cycle. And I don't know how, frankly, I don't know how long that'll take. Because in a way, what we're doing is we are, in fact, putting ourselves in a different loan cycle and for them sort of different conditions. I can ask the questions that you folks had. What about the 30-year flat? What about the prepayment? What, I can get those questions answered fairly quickly, but it will probably. If I tell them January 5th, they're going to want to know what's going to happen on January 5th. And I got to give them a reasonable timeline when we will be in a position to say we're interested in the loan or not. If we're saying we're not sure, well, they're going to take us at our word, and I can't guarantee that that offer will be there. Even, you know, through January 5th. I wish I could. I'll try to find out tomorrow what their attitude will be. That's the way, you know, that's the way it looks from here. It's risky. We're in risky territory. Risky with a bank and whether they're going to hold this thing for us or not. Risky with the amount of money we're going to have to work with. And we are now, in this board meeting, approved another $60,000, which is money we don't have. So I'll end my presentation by saying the following. And I consider it so critical. I don't consider the question of whether or not we like the loan or don't like the loan. I think it's critical that if we don't like this way of dealing with the financial issue, we should have some plan, some ideas to deal with it. And under California law, if under foreseeable circumstances, he failed to act. I, as a board member, I'm a member of this board. I'm an officer of this board. I will have to disavow inaction at this board meeting. I have to do that to protect myself. That's required under California law. If failure to speak implies assent. And at this point, I can't assent to what I think might bring financial disaster to us. So I understand the board's concerns. I understand the need for more information. I just hope we have an alternative to doing nothing. That
George Stack
is the problem. So anyway, that's my presentation.
Stack for the Stack.
Okay,
Dan
great.
Also,
Stack.
Sherry.
And then
you know
Nia,
what?
Sherry.
Okay, I heard Nia, I heard George, I heard Nia, I heard Dan. Did I not hear
Stack,
anybody?
Rob
Ray?
Robinson.
Okay, I can't. All right, so I heard Rob Robinson. Did I not hear somebody else? Great.
Stack.
Stack. Okay. I have Nia. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Jack. Who is after Jack? Grace. And before, one more time, Dan. Who are the other two? I just got back to my writing tablet. Say it again, folks. Rob Robinson, I heard.
You have George, too.
I thought you had me first.
I'm going to go with people who haven't spoken on this and then come back to you, George. Okay. Dan?
Okay. You know, I don't want to speak too much in detail about legal consequences on an open call, but I think that Lonnie is correct to raise the issue. As a matter of responsibility, I do not believe that we can continue to allow Democracy Now!, FSRN, insurance costs, payroll costs not to be paid. And it seems to me that putting this off another month is really courting disaster. At the same time, I understand the concerns, and frankly, I myself was a little surprised to learn that the 30-year no balloon payment option was not the option that we were discussing. I had assumed, based on what I heard, that that was the base term that we had all been talking about. At the same time, I don't think we can wait for 3 or 4 weeks. I would recommend to the board that it designate, you know, a small number of its members, but certainly to include someone who can speak for the least happy people about it, to make a decision over the next week. Work with Lonnie, have your board chair, your finance chair, Jack, George, another person chosen to make this decision so that it can get done and we won't have the delay and all of the possible risks that flow from that.
Okay. I think I'll go to Grace and then Jack and then Rob and George. And I.
And this is Doc.
Oh, hi. Okay.
AC.
Okay. Grace?
AC.
I got you, AC. Grace?
Okay, if you'd like to take the people haven't spoken first, it's okay,
okay
with me.
All right, I'll put you on the box. Thank you. Jack?
Jamie?
Jack?
Okay. As I understand it, this is a motion to refer, which is currently on the floor. I would amend it to add that there be a discussion in open session on the choice of property for collateral for the loan.
This is Grace. I second that.
If I can motivate it. There's a lot of frustration at KPFK, but there's just no understanding of why there didn't seem to be a discussion in public and why none of us have been able to determine what the decision-making process was that was apparently private.
Okay. You're amending it. All right. Anybody else on the stack for the amendment?
Point of information, this is an amendment to the motion to refer to committee?
Yeah.
Could it be repeated? I didn't quite get it.
Jack?
My apologies.
Yeah, that there be a discussion, an open session of the choice of property to serve as collateral for the loan.
Okay, that's after it comes back out of committee or in the open session for the committee, is that it?
For the committee.
Okay, yes.
Okay. I'm going to just go down the stack, and you can talk to the amendment or the motion. Rob.
This is a question for Lonnie. And, Lonnie, the question is, what happens with the loan if we get the loan but we continue to lose revenue as we have in the past, consistently for the past 4 or 5 years?
Lonnie?
Oh, here we are. Well, two things. First, though, let me clarify. I had no part in choosing the K building for collateral. When I got here, the bank had already been contacted, the terms had already been discussed, and the collateral had already been agreed to.
That's not my question. That was a previous question.
I know. I just wanted to clarify that for the record, Rob. Your question is, what do we do if we get the loan and continue to lose money?
Right.
We can't do that. We have to remember part of the premise of that loan is that some of that money would be used in connection with the cuts we've already implemented to look at new revenue streams and then look at the listener and audience issues. So it is part of the loan package, as you can see. So we would have to do both. We'd have to, if we would accept the loan, we'd have to also implement a process to curb the loss of listenership, or at least identify new revenue streams. That would be my answer.
My question is more specific. My question is, if the downward spiral that's in place now continues and we get the loan, at what point are we going to have to make additional attrition cuts?
Well, I think that on a contingency basis, we should already be doing that, and the general managers have had that discussion. That is, contingency cuts should be a part of our planning process, irregardless.
Okay.
No. In other words, are you saying that there is a plan in place to increase revenue?
I'm saying that the general managers have been discussing revenue options and new revenue streams, and it'll be, I guess, in their presentation. And I'm saying that there have been, we have been discussing further cuts as a contingency against the possibility that some of those plans don't work out.
Okay, but we cannot continue. Well, never mind. Thank you very much, Lonnie.
I'm going to go to Doc.
Okay, first of all, without a crystal ball, Lonnie can't give us a date that we'll float out to the ocean. We know the other point is that Lonnie, when you say that, you know, the deal was already being done, basically, and that you didn't really have a choice in selection, if you didn't think that was the right deal, you could have made a different move or taken it someplace else for consideration, because no documents had been signed. So that's not a good response. The other point is that at this point in time, I don't think we have a whole lot of leeway in terms of waiting, because we have already passed the reasonableness in terms of the solution. There are a lot of things that maybe we could have done 6 months ago that we didn't do. And at this point in time, I'm very concerned that as we continue to wait, the situation will reach a point where we can't turn it around. And I hear Lonnie saying that, and I'm not really hearing a counter to that. I'm not really hearing anybody say, you know, even though we say we don't like this loan, we don't want it, I'm not hearing anybody come up with a better scenario at this point in time other than waiting and putting it on hold or sending it to committee. And I'm really concerned that at this point we are not doing our due diligence and our fiduciary responsibility as the PMB. I don't like the terms of this loan, but I'm not sure that we have a lot of different options because of the timing. And if we do, I would really like to hear that within the next day as a board member as to exactly what the better solution would be, because waiting is not it.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, Jamie?
Yes, Sherry, thank you. I have to say, I missed the motion to which you're speaking. I hate to ask you to do this, but could you briefly explain to me what it is?
There were two motions. Bonnie?
I heard Jack's motion.
Jack's motion. Oh, Jack amended Bonnie's motion, is that correct? Or did you amend the motion to refer to committee?
I amended the motion to refer.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What was the motion to refer?
Just to refer. I don't know, George?
Well, it was
whose motion?
That's a motion by itself, is to refer to committee, but there was...
It was Grace's motion. Grace, what was the motion?
To refer the discussion of the loan, including getting the further information that we need to make a good judgment on the loan, to the National Finance Committee. We have inadequate financial documents to make a decision.
Okay. I'm just curious what the motion was.
Yeah, to refer to the NFC.
Do you have it? Jamie, did you
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'd like to make a comment. In my mind, taking this loan or a loan similar to it is a fairly desperate move. It's basically a gamble that in fairly short order, we will turn the foundation around and make us not lose money so that we can make the payments on this loan. And if we'd have to change things and become better. And we have to do that in a fairly short term. If we don't do that, then we're eventually going to continue to run a deficit and eventually default on the loan. And even if we don't default on the loan, we're going to run behind other vendors and get in trouble in another way. So the question is, how do we make a decision and, you know, right thing to do? I believe that the amount of information I have available to me, it's impossible for me to tell what the effect has been of the cuts that were made in September for the current budget year. You know, we've actually already taken steps to turn the foundation around financially, which was to make budget cuts at several of the stations in the national office. But in order to see whether that's been enough to balance our spending with our income, we actually need up-to-date financial documents. So we definitely need to get income statements to find out whether these cuts have made it possible for us to to do that. But without income statements, we're actually, I don't know how to approve the loan or not approve the loan. There's really no information to know how much money we have, when we're going to run out of money, and if we have any chance, if we have the ghost of a chance of actually staying up with the loan payments. The other document that the Finance Committee has asked for, and I believe has not received yet, is a cash flow forecast based on actuals for the first month or the first month. It would go through the year so we can determine, have a good guess as to, you know, how much money we will need over the course of the year. So I do support the motion to refer. It will be much more effective if once it is referred, the Finance Committee has that kind of information. The last bit of information that would be good to see is a schedule of the outstanding obligations that are supposed to be covered by this loan. I don't believe that we've seen that either.
Okay,
thanks.
Thanks. AC?
Yeah, I would like to propose that that we follow the suggestion that Dan made, in which he suggested, as a matter of fact, I want to submit the substitute motion, that representative from the board, that is to say the Mike Martin, the committee, as well as to have Lonnie and the chairwoman of the board, those three people at minimum would get together tomorrow and look into this those answers that other people have been raising here tonight, and to try to get an answer within the next few days. And that followed by that would be a cash flow problem that we could have Bonnie states and other members of the board states, and that we act with dispatch on this, because it seems that no matter how well you're going around and around and around and around, that, you know, it's ending up going no place. And we're ending up in a situation where we could really be in a lot of problems between now and the 30th of the month, I'm sorry. So my suggestion would be, as a substitute motion, to have this motion to refer this, to have that committee of people, the chairwoman of the board, the chair of the board, and the Mike Martin, who's the head of the committee, and also Lonnie. And if there needs to be one other one, fine, do that. And let's move on and allow those officers of the board to look into this matter and not waste any more time going through various scenarios. I think we just should have them to look into that and take care of all the questions that we've been raising tonight. I submit this as a substitute motion.
Bobby, on staff.
Madam Chair, this is Nia. Am I still on the staff?
Oh, I'm sorry, Nia. I didn't even have you on the stack, but I will put you on the stack. And then, okay. Grace is next.
Okay, I'd like to reiterate what Jamie said. Jamie and I are both on the National Finance Committee. I'd like to say that one of the contingencies of this loan that we have to comply with says here, Clearinghouse CDFI requires the Board of Directors to indicate in writing how they will address litigation and lack of cash flow issues. This means we need to have a thorough litigation risk management plan, which we do not currently have. Further, this means we need to have a business plan that shows exactly how we will cut expenses and improve revenue so that our cash flow is positive, including making loan payments. This also does not currently exist. So therefore, without those two things, that's just one of the contingencies of this loan. Once we sign on to this, we are stating that we have a litigation risk management plan and that we have a strategic recovery plan, which we don't have. So we cannot honestly sign this. It would possibly be illegal to sign onto this loan as board members. The next thing is, another contingency of this loan, conditions of this loan, is that we provide audited quarterly financials. That means, and they want to see those audits. That means instead of having a yearly audit, we have to have a quarterly audit. We have no idea how much that's going to cost. That would have to go to the NFC to estimate how much that would cost. So this discussion belongs in the National Finance Committee. We need a lot more financial information. I have made a lot of requests for financial information that I have not received. I made them in writing on December 10th. I have received no response to those requests. I need that information to make an educated decision about the loan. I'm also currently requesting 3 years of tax returns of the Pacifica Foundation and our current credit rating. I also have questions for the lender, and these things, we need to do our due diligence. It doesn't happen in 2 seconds. We have to have, this is the minimal thing. We can't just approve a loan without meeting the conditions that the lender is asking of us. So I strongly suggest we refer this back to the National Finance Committee for further work.
Okay, and Nia?
George, I was supposed to get on the stack at some point.
Yeah, you're on the next one.
I have said it before. I have a few questions. One, when Lonnie said something about our fiduciary responsibility, I mean, that just really, oh, sorry, that's my time is up. Can I make a motion to extend for, 10 minutes?
Second.
Objection. Okay.
Wait a second. I object to extending time. I think this should be referred to committee. We're not getting anywhere with this.
Well, since the question hasn't been called, we can't.
No, we're out of time.
What time is up?
It takes a two-thirds vote to extend time.
All right. Well, then we have to vote on extending time.
Yes.
I thought it took two-thirds to an adjournment vote, but not to extend time. We haven't been doing two-thirds to extend time, have we?
Yes.
Yes, it's an agenda
change.
Open
time allotted.
What?
Okay. Madam Secretary.
What? Oh.
Donna?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take the roll call to extend time by how many minutes?
10 minutes.
I said 10 minutes.
Okay.
Grace,
Madam Secretary, take the roll.
Grace Aaron?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes, please.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane, Mike Martin, Effie Nwagaza?
No.
Margaret Prestes, Sarah Frandawa, George Reiter?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Pass.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala? Joe? Yo Shamanaka?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Abstain.
Sherry?
Yeah.
Can I just remind everybody that the GMs are waiting for us?
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like, if we're to go into the record, that CFO, that I disavow the delay on this loan.
Okay.
And state that I considered it critical.
Okay. Thank you. Madam Secretary, if you would include that in the minutes. And
I'm sorry, who was that?
That was Lonnie.
Okay. Okay, I have 7 in favor, 8 against, and 1 abstention. Sorry?
Never mind. Sorry. I think that's the wrong count, but...
is it the wrong count?
It fails in any case.
Yeah, it fails.
Madam Chair,
Yes, it is.
I mean,
Nia.
No, Nia. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I mean, I could have spoken and then called time after, you know, but I was principled enough to do it. And I do have a concern about our legal liability if we vote against this law. All I wanted to hear was what Dan had to say. I think it's imperative that we as directors know if we're doing something irresponsible, and what does that mean?
Okay. We're going to go to a vote on...
What does that mean?
Second motion to refer to committee as...
I want, Madam Chair, can we have a re-vote on that? I think that was a wrong count. I agree with George on that.
It's not close to two-thirds anyway. It doesn't matter.
Point of order.
Any difference?
What's the point of order?
The motion, I believe the motion on the floor was my amendment to the referral.
Which is what, Jack?
To include a discussion in open session of the choice of property to serve as collateral.
Okay. So let's vote on that first. Thanks, Jack. Is there any objection to a discussion of the property that will be used as collateral to be conducted in open session, whether in the National Finance Committee or at the PMV? Is there objection? Okay, so we don't have to vote on that. Now we're voting on referring this to the committee. Madam Secretary?
The Finance Committee?
I think the motion was, Wendy.
Okay.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
I'm sorry, but I just need to be clear. We're voting, I'm sending Bonnie's motion to the committee.
I got a pause.
I can't hear.
Somebody has to mute the background noise.
I just want to be clear. What is it that I'm voting on?
Referring this to the National Finance Committee.
Bonnie's motion.
Referring the whole loan or referring my motion?
What are we referring?
I'm not sure. Grace?
It's referring the Bonnie's motion and the discussion about the loan to the National Finance Committee.
That's it, Nia.
Yeah, but Bonnie's motion is implicit in there, isn't it? I'm confused.
Okay.
Doesn't Bonnie's motion have in there that this needs a further we instruction to revisit the FY2009 budget record? So that's why I'm confused.
Actually, I believe my motion.
Okay.
It was a substitute motion to refer this to the National Finance Committee.
What is this?
The discussion of the loan.
No, that can't be willy-nilly like that. What are we referring?
Can we ask the secretary?
I had AC made a substitute motion.
That was never seconded.
Right, okay. So the only motion that I have then is Grace's motion to refer the discussion of the loan for further information. Prior to that, you have Bonnie's.
And before that, I have Bonnie's motion, which I never got.
You
sent it to me, but I didn't write it down.
Okay. So we're voting on the Grace's motion to refer this to committee.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
People have said they hadn't got certain documents. I sent out 4 documents right now. It should be in your email boxes. There's the income statement, there's the cash flow statement, stuff that people have specifically said they hadn't seen. Well, I just sent it. for folks that really want that information. They have it now.
Okay. Madam Chair, this is me. I really don't mean to keep asking the same question over and over. In Bonnie's penultimate sentence here, it says, and we further instruct the NFC and the CFO to revisit the FY 2009 budget and recommend adjustments as necessary to eliminate any remaining deficit and to provide a concrete repayment structure for the loan. So I'm trying to understand what this substitute that Grace made, why is that something different from what's here that Bunny sent us?
It seems to be different. It seems to be referring the whole generic issue of the loan back to committee.
But Bonnie's whole motion is about the loan. She said here that we some confusion here and about is not satisfied with the narrative of the terms of the loan. So the only thing we're referring, only thing Bonnie's talking about is the loan.
Okay. I can't clarify it beyond what you said.
Well, maybe Grace should.
I asked Grace to.
Point of information.
Kathy
speaking. Grace's motion, I understood to be a replacement motion for Bonnie's motion.
Replacement motion.
Is that the case? So would we just have to vote up or down Grace's?
Yes.
And then vote up or down Bonnie?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the substitute motion is to refer the question of the loan to the committee. And Madam Secretary?
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco. I didn't hear you.
I pass because this doesn't make any sense. We're talking about the terms of the loan. I can't vote on something that doesn't make any sense.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
She's looking in your hand.
Carolyn? AC Bird?
I put a note also.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No.
No. Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Zakai Free?
Pass.
Ethel Nwangaza?
No.
Margaret Prescott? Sovereign Dawa? George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
I'm sorry, this is the motion to refer to the Finance Committee?
Yes.
Yeah. Which motion is this?
Disgrace.
Yes.
Did we vote? Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. This is Iffy. I need to change my vote.
Okay. Is that a yes, then, Iffy?
Yes, please.
Are we going forward?
Yes, go ahead.
Wendy?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Tavuma?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yor Shamanaka?
Yes.
And Nia?
Nia voted no. Oh, no, sorry, she passed.
Did you want to?
I'm trying. Are we voting on the terms of the loan or the discussion?
The discussion. I mean, they're sending the entire thing back to the finance committee.
Starting all over, yeah. I realize that.
Yes, sir.
So vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
No.
Perfect. 10 yes, 6 no.
Point of information?
Point of information.
Is there a finance committee call scheduled?
I'll go check. I don't think so. I'll go look.
Point of information.
No.
There is. You don't have to. Sure. Point of information, please. Carolyn?
Go ahead.
I have a count of 11 to 6. Could the secretary correct me?
Did you vote, Carolyn? Nobody heard you.
Oh,
I can hear you, Carolyn.
Oh, yes, I certainly did.
You voted?
Yes.
Nobody heard you.
Okay.
She knew how she voted.
You're right.
No.
It's 11, yes.
There's no finance. Oh, wait. There's no finance committee.
Sherry?
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Can you just ask them to call an emergency meeting? I mean,
I will send a message to Mike now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Or should we just pass something asking that there be an emergency meeting?
Could I just send him a message so we don't have to go through that?
Okay.
Order him.
Okay. Now, next.
GM.
What?
Isn't it the GM?
Yeah, GM. And I'm going to call the, I'm going to make a call to Lem Lem right now. So give me one.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead.
My phone may possibly die, and I'm not where my charger is. So if I drop off the call, I'll be trying to get back on a landline when I can, as quick as I can. This is Doc.
Hey, come on. Okay, they're going to come on right now. Who's that? Okay. If you guys would announce yourselves. Did any of the GMs come on? All right, I guess.
That was the sound of people coming off, I think.
Okay. Hi. Who just came on?
Lem Lem.
Oh, hi, Lem Lem. Did you notify the other managers?
I am doing so right now.
Okay, great.
And they're all listening online, so I think we can.
Okay. Okay.
Hi.
Who just came on?
Sean.
Hey, Sean. Lem Lem might be calling. Okay, we have... who just came on?
Hi, this is Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne. And I guess for Tony Allen. Who just came on?
Tony.
Hi, Tony. Great. Okay. So I believe that Ron Pinchback is unavailable, and I also believe that Brian DeShazer is in or near a hospital.
so he won't be joining us as well. So if you guys would like to begin your presentation and introduction to the board, please do so.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. This is Dwayne at KCF. And I just want to begin our presentation this evening. I want to thank you for all of your hard work and your dedication to our common mission here at Pacifica. And I'd like to just predicate what we're going to do this evening with you by referring back 2 weeks ago to what was called the Pacifica Management Team Position Paper Grid. That framework will be a large part of what we'll be speaking to this evening. So if you have access to that grid that was shared with you two Sundays ago, we would appreciate that. Also, I wanted to preface our remarks this evening to you and reiterate what was shared last Sunday from the management team in terms of our position and our feelings about the national leadership vacuum and the proposal that we put before you a week ago requesting immediate action to find an interim executive director and to fill the executive director position as soon as possible. And I can't emphasize that too strongly. I also wanted to just preface our remarks by mentioning that in a brief roundup of the management team, we realized that collectively what we represent is a level of experience in Pacifica of over 50 years collectively, and in the realm of media, nearly 100 years in this group. So I hope you appreciate that perspective as well. And we do appreciate this opportunity. As the senior manager of the team, I was asked to introduce the program that we're bringing to you this evening, and we do appreciate this opportunity. We realize that there are some very pressing issues. We've been listening to a lot of your conference calls, and we appreciate the amount of time and energy that you put into the work that you do on all of our behalf. Our presentation tonight will bring forth the collective thoughts and plans intended to address the imperative needs of network growth in two main terms. One, sustainable financial management and revenue generation, and secondly, in terms of audience retention and growth. These primary areas of focus center on network needs in terms of developmental strategies and programming strategies. And I again refer you to the grid we shared with you 2 weeks ago. So toward that end, our presentation will first focus on the development arena, and that presentation will come from our KPFA General Manager, Lem Lem Regio. Following that, we will give you an overview of the programmatic related planning to be shared by our KPFK General Manager, Sean Heitkemper. The WBAI General Manager, Tony Riddle, will wrap things up in terms of our presentation, and we will then collectively be available to address any questions or concerns that you might have at that time. So with that introduction, I would like to turn things over to our KPFA General Manager, Lem Lem Regio, to speak about the area of development. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne, and thank you. Good evening, everyone. I too would like to express my appreciation for the opportunity to...
Could you speak up, please?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Lem Lem Regio. I am the general manager of KPFA in Berkeley. I too would like to express my appreciation for the opportunity to speak with you and present our preliminary or draft plans for Pacifica. You know, as we head to celebrate 60 years of public and independent broadcasting, Pacifica is known as an innovation, a special place in the world of media. And the reasons for our survival, of Pacifica's survival throughout its history, have been the tremendous dedication of its community of supporters who value its mission and the unique programming and the critical programming that's done at all Pacifica stations. The media and the economic landscape today is calling for attention for some forward planning and to adjust to technological changes, economic ups and downs, while at the same time maximizing our impact. So the general managers got together to start developing a plan to address these challenges that we are facing and also maximize on the opportunities that we have. This plan is what I'm referring to is a draft of an outline of a three-year strategic plan. And it's been developed to address the most pressing issues of concern to Pacifica today. In terms of our sustainability and relevance through 2010. The two issues that we think were of pressing concern that needed immediate attention were issues of financial sustainability and donor development, and also issues of listenership and listener loyalty. As Duane said, Sean, my colleague Sean from KPFK, will talk about listenership development and listener loyalty. But first, I'd like to talk about donor development and financial sustainability. A quick assessment of the way we raise most of our funds, 80% of our funds, on-air fundraising. While on-air fundraising strategy has been pretty successful over the years, raising millions of dollars for Pacifica, each year, on-air fundraising campaigns have become increasingly crucial to the survival of the foundation. The end result of this approach has been the saturation of listeners with increased fiscal responsibility for the foundation and increasing number of on-air fundraising days. There's a point where listeners stop to respond to appeals. On-air fundraising drive listeners away, and they have to be implemented very carefully. Unless they are short and focused and have a definite end time, they tend to turn listeners away. And it's not advisable to have drives too long and too frequently. So the increased need of our revenue coming from on-air fundraising has been driving stations to have longer and longer fund drive days on the air. Each campaign has been increased by 2-3 days, 4-5 days, sometimes going up to a month. And that is an area of concern, and we'd like to come up with some systems and mechanisms to mitigate that. So this three-year plan addresses ways to maximize productivity of our on-air fund drives and shorten the number of days we are on-air fundraising. A quick assessment of our off-air fundraising. As of 2008, Pacifica has not maximized its off-air fundraising potential. We feel. In the past, we've depended mostly on on-air fundraising.
Somebody's rattling papers into the microphone, and it's hard to hear Lem-Lem. She's got a cold. Her voice is low. I'm asking you to please mute your mics when she's talking. Go ahead, Lem.
I turned my phone. Maybe I can... Is that better? Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
So I was saying, in the past, Pacifica has depended mostly on on-air fund drives to raise about 80% of our total revenue, and only up to 20%, maybe 15-20%, comes from off-air fundraising efforts, namely foundation grants, web fundraising, mail fundraising, events fundraising, and major gifts. So to help offset on-air fundraising dependency, this plan was written with the intention of creating a diverse fundraising strategy that could achieve at least three goals: to streamline on-air fundraising and expand off-air fundraising, to generate increased revenue for the foundation and to create sustainable revenue financial management. The following pages elaborate on various methods that can be employed to expand revenue, and I won't bore you with lots of fundraising details. But in general, on air, we'd like to create more efficiency and economies of scale with Drive. We would like to expand our on-air fundraising methods. For example, KPFK 2-3 days ago had a very successful drive where donations were asked, and the gift that was given to donors in exchange for making a gift to KPFK was food to someone who was needy. And the level of donation, depending on the level of donation, a meal was bought, or two meals, or five meals, or a meal for a year. So that's something that's a very unique and creative way of fundraising. It's a way you raise funds, but you also develop donors. You also develop the relationship you have with the donors. A lot of goodwill comes from the effort. It's not a pesky appeal that people feel obligated to respond to. It's actually something they do willingly, which increases its success. So when KPFK did this unique fund drive the other day, KPFA did one a few weeks ago, a day of drive that was called the Bye Bye Bush Bailout KPFA Drive. It was a day-long drive. It was a lot of fun, and it was very successful. So these are some examples. We'd like to focus our on-air drives better and developing more collaborations between stations. We'd like to share drives and have regional or national fundraising efforts on air.
AC, you have to mute your phone.
Go ahead, ma'am. We'd like to develop thank you gifts in-house. We'd like to utilize the Pacifica Radio Archive as a hub to develop thank you gifts for the stations. As well as distribute programming, etc. We'd like to reduce back-end expenses with better coordination and consolidated buys between stations in terms of expenses for fundraising. And we have systems to increase fulfillment and retention, very targeted and focused ways of increasing fulfillment and retention. And off-air, Pacifica, to keep pace with escalating programming and production costs, it's important that we develop off-air fundraising strategies. Some of these special giving opportunities are major donor programs. The first step in creating a good major donor program, or any of the efforts that I have already spoken about in terms of increasing fulfillment and retention, financial management, growing revenue, it all requires investment in infrastructure. Stations have to have a well-resourced, well-staffed membership and development department. They have to have experts in those departments who are able to create systems, who are able to mine data from databases to maximize revenue from current donors, who are able to prospect and buy lists from other organizations, do research, and are able to acquire donors, are able to create methods that acquire donors. So I just want to emphasize the importance of infrastructure and the need for funding in order to effectively implement this plan that I'm referring to.